present has an offer for you. Each death must look like an accident. Your specialty, I believe.
The Dunas kills. I've been waiting too long to get even with you.
You have 36 hours to eliminate all the targets on this list.
That's because he's sitting right in front of me here in the safe room, jack off.
The mechanic resurrection, because everybody was asking for this little gem this year. They just couldn't, they could not let that last mechanic film, which I completely forgot about because it was dog shit, they could not let that go. They had to get that sequel to the, what was it, 1970 remake of the mechanic. They had to get a sequel to it because all the mechanic movies so far to me have sucked. So maybe, just maybe, in the heart of all hearts, this could be the one. Now, I knew the problem here with this movie, going off the bat, is when I didn't get my usual RSVP for one of my early advanced screening critic, blah, 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 et cetera, bullshit. And I said, huh. Okay, that means the studio has no faith in this film, and it'll probably bomb and plummet like a motherfucker. All right, whatever. You know what? It's still got a wide release. I gotta review it. I'll pay on a Friday evening, whatever, what time. I think it was like nighttime, damn near. It was Friday 1 o'clock, 1:30, yeah. Friday 1:30. I said, I'll go down to my local cinema, and I'll go check this little flick out for a nice little review later on in the weekend. Yep, I think I want my $11 back now. Yeah, this movie's some dog shit. Okay, let me give a plot synopsis. Sounds like I already gave a rating. Yeah, nah, you never know. I can change my mind. Come on, guys, stick around. Come on, stick around. So Jason Statham, he's in hiding in Brazil. Cause he's done. He's pretty much. I guess he faked his death in the last one. I don't remember. I ain't seen it in a while. And first, I could really give a fuck less neither. He's in hiding. He's on Brazil, and you know he goes to his favorite little place to eat and stuff like that. And then only to met by some woman who says pretty much, hey, we got my client has a job for you. You're a hard man to find. Why don't you do this? Blah, blah, blah. He says, yeah, let me get a camera cell phone shot of you bitch real quick. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm not up for my photography right now. And it turns into a huge fight scene. Basically, it ends with Jason Statham jumping off of a rail car train that's going up to the mountains and stuff. He jumps off and jumps on a paraglider. Yes, people, a paraglider. That's the scene you'd see in the trailer. They don't show you the whole thing, but he jumps onto a paraglider, landed perfectly, and that paraglider still floated all the way down to get him to safety. Yep, that's the type of movie you're in for here now. Now, he goes back to his little boat home, only to find that people are checking it out. He's been being watched. He blows it to shit, and he gets to, I think it was Thailand, an island in Thailand, where there was a woman who's, you know, he helped rescue in her time of need in the past. He had a safe house there, only to be smitten with the lovely Jessica Alba, who shows up, and she's being beaten by her quote-unquote man in the movie. So Jason Statham, after being indulged by his friend, I'm sorry, and Jason Statham plays Arthur Bishop in this film. Jessica Alba is Gina in the film. And the friend I'm talking about is Michelle Yeoh, who plays Mia, whatever the fuck her name is. And she ends up telling him, go help her. He ends up saving her, only to find out that she's got a photograph of him back in Brazil in her phone. He tries to figure out what the hell is this girl up to, and he asks her, and she pretty much says, hey, I know nothing. Crane, who's played by Sam Hazelden, he has some dirt on me, and I was just told to be smitten with you. That way, when he takes me, it'll make you do something that you will regret doing, which is pretty much just save her, and because he doesn't want to come face-to-face with Crane, because Crane thinks he'll kill him and stuff like that. Only to find out it's a little backstory. Him and Crane kind of grew up in the same training facility as orphanages and stuff like that. Only difference is Bishop got out, blah, blah, blah. So it's a whole revenge story about, like, oh, you left me here and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. I love it. They were just orphanages in the same training facility, and yet this man can't do any goddamn thing that Jason Statham does in here. Brilliant movie. Brilliant. They always do this in Jason Statham movies. Put them against villains that can't defend themselves worth a damn. Brilliant. Anyway, so you're gonna laugh at this, people. So him and Jessica Alba, they notice. Well, at least Jason Statham, he notices that they're watching him. He sees them on the boat and they're watching him. So, and he finds out that Jessica Alba's story is true. That, you know, pretty much. They promised, she works for, like, a refugee camp for, in, Cambodia, I believe, where she's saving kids from being sold into drug sex trafficking and stuff like that. Pretty much Crane threatened to say, I'll sell all these kids into sex trafficking, so she's just doing this bit to save the kids and stuff like that. So Jason Tatum tells him, hey, people are watching us, hold my hand, make sure they go to this little wedding event. Next thing you know it, his friend ties them up, they're having a beer, they're chilling. Next thing you know it, nighttime comes, and he tells her about, I was an orphanage or whatever, mate. And then she ends up hugging him, she's like, I'm so sorry. And then next day they start kissing, they fuck that night. And I kid you fucking not, this is all in one day, people. I kid you one fucking, he takes his watch off. He's like, so what are we going to, she's like, what are we going to do? He's like, I'm going to do Crane's mission and kill these three people. And that way it'll get you into safety. It'll protect you. They'll take you. And once I kill these three people, they'll let you go. He'll keep his word and stuff like that. I'm like, what? And then he says, I want you to have this. This is my father's watch. I've never taken this thing off, and I'm only giving it to you because I was like, what? You just met this girl. Not only did you just meet this girl, though, you only kissed her and had sex. You don't know a damn thing about this girl. I ain't talking about, I want you to have my father's watch. That way you'll know I'm coming back for you. I was like, what the fuck? I remember saying out loud, and people, this was a crowded ass theater too, by the way. It blew my fuck. I ain't gonna say crowded, like heavily, excuse me, like Suicide Squad type, like any superhero movie type crowd or anything like that. I mean crowded, like I wasn't expecting at least three people in this damn room, but I find myself in the seats between people sitting in front of me and people sitting in back of me and on the side of me. And I'm like, okay, so there's people in here. And I'm the only one at the end of that movie. Not the end of the movie. When that scene happened, I said, what the fuck? And I was like, I started looking around. I was like, did anybody else just catch that shit right there? He literally just gave his father a watch. Like, he just said, I never take off. And he's like, it means the deer's world to me and stuff. And he just gave it to this fucking stranger who could be playing him or something like that. But no, he just gave it to her. Next thing you know, she ends up getting taken, and he decides that he's going to take these three people out, and he goes on elaborate ways of killing them, only to get that one step closer to Crane. Oh, which, by the way, people, halfway through the film, he meets up with Crane to beat the shit out of half his men, only to just escape. And I was like, what in the fuck was the point of that, by the way? And that's your plot synopsis. He's a hitman for three killing people to save Jessica Alba. Shit. Okay? Mind you, who in the blue fuck did the editing on this goddamn movie? First of all, it's green screened like a motherfucker. You can even tell in these beautiful set locations that the green screen is just obvious. Second of all, when I talk about editing, this is the type of movie that could have went in the simple fascist of Jason Statham goes away. He found a lovely woman in Jessica Alba on this island. They end up getting married. Possibly having a kid, whatever. Next thing you know it, let's just say he got reckless and lost his way one day. And I wouldn't even say reckless, but let's say he just went into town to get some food or something like that, only to be spotted by a camera. His enemy has eyes all over the place, and he found him. He said, oh my God, he's still alive, whatever. Let's send men after his woman to get to him. Next thing you know it. No, this movie went the complete batshit obvious. Okay, people, he don't know Jessica Alba. She was hired by Crane to make him get soft. That's it. Only because she's being threatened that her kids will be killed. They went to this convoluted ass plot, which, by the way, I got lost in. I'm not gonna lie, I gave up on the plot about 25 minutes in the film, and most of what I just described happened in the first 25 minutes of the film. I was lost as fuck. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Is Crane gonna kill her or let her go? I mean, he don't really have no beef with her. I mean, he could just let her go, and then Jason Statham wouldn't know either way, which way or anything like that. So, this really has became like a hostage situation. Like, he's really gonna kill this chick and stuff like that. I was like, I'm even more confused now. So, is he doing these missions now? Okay, so then it became a halfway point where I was like, so he knows where Crane is on a boat in the middle of nowhere, to the point where he actually went there. Things didn't go his way. He escaped and went with the fight. He went ahead with these missions anyway. And I was like, so is he doing the missions? And then he's like, oh, I'm taking out the competition for him, mate. I'm not doing that no more. And I was like, what the fuck? What? What? The action scenes in here, I'm not going to lie. The first one, I was like, oh, man, we kicking off with the action. You know, I said, I always say, man, I like Jason Statham in action sequences, man. I was like, I can get some entertainment out of this, especially in his solo film. I thought it was a spendable shit because them shits are stupid as fuck. Not to mention that this one's stupid as fuck. But his action scenes, they add a little something to it. And that first one, I was like, all right, this is dumb as fuck, but I can get behind it. It's mindless, dumb action. And the longer it went on, I was like, oh, okay, there's something for a general audience here. Not me, per se, but there's something. I can see it. And then it got into some ridiculous ass shit to where he just kept doing shit that just made no damn sense at all. I'm talking people. He literally shoots it. No, he rolls behind a dude, grab him by his throat. Why does guy have a grenade attached to his vest? It beats the fuck out of me. He's on a boat. Why the fuck would he have a grenade attached to him? This movie should have been mechanic. Grenades are reloaded because there is a grenade scene every goddamn 5 seconds. And people, I kid you fucking not, he rolls at this dude, gets behind him, there's men in front of him, he pulls a grenade and holds the dude's vest, puts his head down or whatever, and it blows this dude up and blows everyone else in front of him, but Jason Statham just flies back. I was like, what in the blue fuck just happened? I said that out loud too. I was like, what the fuck? In the theater. And nobody said shit. I heard people going, oh yeah, get him. I was like, what? I thought I got an early screening or something like that to fucking Hacksaw Ridge. I was like, you gotta be shitting me now. Come on. Come on now. We can't be fucking dodging grenades and kicking them and shit like this now. This is just a little goddamn ridiculous. Jessica Alba. You know, whenever she's in a film, it's fucking terrible. And there's moments where they give her chances to fight back. That girl, you just can't act. I'm sorry. You can't even sell. She gets shot towards the end of the movie. And next you know, she just walks it off like it was nothing. And there's points where she's being... The point where the crane dropped her ass and stuff, she's like, ah, ooh, it hurts. I'm gonna tie it up real quick, whatever. And I was like, how the fuck does she knows how what to do as far as fighting scenes go and just how to wrap up bullet wounds and shit like that, whatever? Does she got some kind of special training? Because her fighting scenes in this movie, shut the fuck up, phone, I'm doing something right now. Her fighting scenes in this movie looks on the fact that, oh, she has training. But Jessica Alba, I don't think, had a stunt double for this. And good Lord, it looks terrible whenever she swings, because when she swings, it looks like she's swinging at a goddamn fly. I was like, oh, girl, you are not an action star. You need to stop. Mind you, there's about 2 shots of her ass in this movie and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, she's a really pretty girl. And I ain't gonna lie, she got some nice fun bags on her chest there. But it goes back to my Suicide Squad thing or whatever. Directors with your cameras and stuff like that. Why do y'all keep putting a camera on these girls that ain't got no ass? And now, if you want to throw Nicki Minaj or Kim Kardashian or something like that in the film, and you want to put a camera on their ass, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for looking at all that ass and that thing just move up and down. If they want to bend over and twerk for a boy, your boy and stuff like that, hey, I'm all for it and stuff like that. But when you showing about 95-pound girls, Margot Robbie, now Jessica Alba, and them getting long, gratuitous ass shots of them, it's like, yeah, it's not really doing anything for me. I mean, let's be real. People like Jessica Alba, Margot Robbie, the fun factor of them and looking at them is directly at the face because they're gorgeous as fuck. And the rest of them is just like, eh, I'd hit it, but, you know. I'd marry it, too, for that matter, whatever. But it's like, eh. You ain't got a stripper's body, girl. Okay, basically what I'm saying. Shit. You ain't got a stripper or porn star's body. So what the fuck am I looking at right here? I mean, shit. You know how much porn I've watched? Okay. What the hell are you showing me here that I ain't seen before? just some flat ass ass or whatever. Flat ass ass or whatever. Damn, that's some redundant ass shit. A flat ass that I can iron a shirt on. Okay, that's cool. All right, awesome. Jason Statham, man. You know, it's sad because I know this guy can do a whole hell of a lot better than this. I just like watching him. I kind of cringed every time he was on scene. I was just like, man, you just, I guess you just stuck to this, huh? You don't care. And it's clearly you don't care from the end of this movie, too. I will say, though, the scenes where he's like getting intel and putting the plans together of how he's going to take out his three targets and stuff, that I liked. It was cool seeing that. It was kind of like watching that George Clooney American, only that one was smarter. And plus it was more silent. This one has some badass, not good way, but bad, terrible shit music playing in the background while he's setting these scenes. I was just like, ugh, God, can you shut that shit off? Mind you, too, these plans that of his and stuff like that, what I like about him and what I don't like about him is he don't go full through with his fucking plans that he set up in the first fucking place. So I was like, what was the goddamn point of me spending 7 minutes watching you put together a plan to do this shit you're about to do? Now, I gotta say, though, I didn't end up hating this movie as much as I thought I was. I thought I was gonna just find this movie to be dog shit. Jessica Alba, she's barely in the film because she's just playing the victim, if you will, the captured hostage that he has to save. And every now and then she gets some licks in there, but she barely talks, which is really good for the movie. But unfortunately for that, everyone else talks in the movie, and you want them to go fly off a goddamn cliff. Tommy Lee Jones makes an appearance, and he's in the movie for about 5 minutes, if even that. He's got about three scenes, and I ain't kidding about that. He's got literally three. No, let me take that back. Four scenes. I forgot the ending. He comes back at it to only find out that Jason Statham survived because he's doing research on that. So four scenes. He's got about a total of 6 minute running time in here, and no more than that. I didn't end up really hating this movie because I guess it's always cool to just see someone beat the shit out of somebody else's ass. So I was like, yeah, I'm not really getting enjoyment out of it, but you know, I could see where people go like, oh, wasn't that terrible and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I guess the action scenes are there. I mean, they're ridiculous like a motherfucker, but they're there, and they're there a lot, too. There's a lot of slow pacing moments in the film as well, but it averages out to a lot of action films. I'm going to look up the director here, and this is Dennis Ganzel. I never fucking heard of this guy at all, actually. Oh, German director. Oh, makes perfect fucking sense. Oh. This must be the only American film he's probably... Well, let me take that back, because, man, I don't think anybody in this fucking movie was American except for Tommy Lee Jones and Jessica Alba or whatever. But, yeah, he's done a bunch of shit I ain't never fucking heard of, to be honest. So, and you know, Tommy Lee Jones, like I said, he's just there to be there like he always is. The ending gets ridiculous, obvious fuck. He blows the boat up. He saves the girl. She goes back to her home in Cambodia to take care of the kids, writing little postcards to people she only met for a fucking day. Only to have Jason Statham show up with a bag and he just smiles at her. I was like, oh shit, this is real. I was like, this love shit y'all just pulled, like, just got out of a day or whatever. That shit is actually here. Wow, okay. Wow, man, you know. I'm thinking the lowest of low streamings right now just because of the action. And like I said, I did like his setup for some of the kills he had to do, even though they don't really mean a goddamn thing because he went up by... What the... It took four writers to write this goddamn film? Are you fucking serious? Oh, this is a low fuck it then. Oh, this is a low fuck it, dude. I'm looking at this shit right now. I just glanced over at the screen. And it's like... It looked like five. I gotta look at that over again, whatever. That's a lot of goddamn writers for this stupid ass shit. If it took that many writers for this stupid ass movie, then damn. Yeah, this movie's a low fuck it then. What the hell was I thinking with a low straight? No, this is a low fuck it then. Fuck this movie.
I spent my whole life saying we have to die. And so you have to live. Put your hands up.
What do you have in mind?
You'll have to die.
I never imagined a guy would be so damn dirty!
Can't testify. Oh, don't get it. I'm gonna testify.
us, aren't they?
Oh, so am I.